Welcome back to Timbuktu, highlighting people that make our community better. I'm hoping that your summer is splendid and slow. You know, Cray Park is one of my favorite things about Freeport. I have so many favorite memories from my childhood. Merry-go-round rides with my kids, kids' castle, paddle boat adventures, and now long walks on the paths with Charlie B. Connors, the miniature schnauzer always on a mission.
I love playing in the Sunday night band concerts, and I'm excited to try out the renovated mini golf course. And now pickleball players are making the most of Crate Park, too.
That's right, Becky. Whenever I'm at the park, the sounds of pickleballs and paddles ring throughout the park. Nick Namio, dean at FHS, soccer coach, and proclaimed foodie, is one of the figureheads of pickleball around this area. And I wanted to know the fascination of this ever-growing sport, especially in Freeport. Let's take a listen.
I am here with, he not only is a soccer coach extraordinaire, he's dean of Freeport High School. He is a foodie, but I am here today to talk a little bit about the growth and the activity of pickleball in Freeport. I'm here with Nick Namio. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Tim. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, Nick and I, we were going to be doing this at Crate Park, but it was raining horribly. So we decided to go down to our Nine East studios and have a breakfast burrito. It was delicious.
The breakfast burritos here are fantastic. They got everything you'd want.
And we also split a strawberry rhubarb Pop-Tart, which was great. But let's talk about pickleball a little bit. Every time I am in the park, there are people playing pickleball. Why is pickleball taking off so much?
Pickleball is one of the greatest sports I've ever played. It's cross-generational, meaning I see grandkids playing with grandparents. I play with my mom and dad. I play with just about anybody. I'll play with 80-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and you can have a good game with just about anybody of any age and any skill level.
It seems to me that when I, like, for example, if I'm going to a band concert and I've played some pickleball with my wife, Becky, and whatever like this, like I'm walking the dog or something, along with people of all ages, it seems to me that there are so many levels of talent, that there are some people that are out there that are just starting, but then there are some people that are playing some crazy matches. How can pickleball bring everybody in?
It's kind of crazy. I have a group that I play with at 5:30 in the morning, and we're all, you know, 4.5 higher level players, and that's where we get better. We play serious, we go after it. But then days like yesterday, I went to the park and there was, you know, 30 people playing of all levels. And I went out there, I just had fun. I worked on things. I ran into a guy who had just retired, 6'3", former college tennis player. That was really, really good. And we ended up playing together quite a bit and had some competitive games. But I also had just some fun games where I was helping people learn how to play the game.
Why is Freeport such a hotbed of pickleball talent? I know that there are people from Belvedere and there are people from Rochelle that come to Freeport to play. Why has Freeport really taken off as an area for pickleball competition?
As far as the top players in Freeport go, you know, it started a little bit with Corey Engel and Aaron Mercier and Phil McDermott. Phil has been a big part of that by going, and he plays with professionals from all over, and he's playing senior pro right now, and he comes back with information and tips and techniques and brings it back and has helped me and some others and Dr. Bennett learn how to play the game properly. And then we spread it out to other people. I go and I'll sometimes ask and I'll be like, hey, do you just want to play? Do you want tips? And a lot of times people are like, oh yeah, give me some tips. And so, you know, we'll play and I'll kind of, after a point, tell them what maybe they could have done differently.
So this may sound like a very simple question, but I really want to know, because I see so many people out there. Why do you enjoy pickleball so much?
Well, you know, obviously being a competitive soccer coach and player for many years, I'm not a gym person. My wife is a go to the gym workout kind of person. I need to chase a ball. I need to do something. And I've always been a racket sport guy. I played racquetball for many years, and that's kind of a dying sport right now, I think. We do have some good players still in Freeport, but I'm a racket sport guy. And I took pickleball in college in 1992, and I remember really enjoying it and didn't play for a long time. And now it's back. And I started off again playing with my mom and dad, and then Phil and Corey Engel and that crew. And it's just a fun sport, and it's got me competitive again. I train, I play in tournaments. I play with some professionals from time to time. I played against real pros that were in their 20s in Sterling one day. And that was very humbling. I am not a pro. I will not be a pro. And I'm a long ways away from that. So if I ever have too many drinks and tell you that I'm a senior pro, I'm lying.
You have not done that yet. You have not done that yet. Hey, so as our audience for Tim Beck 2 averages from the age of 8 to 80 that listen, anybody from 8 to 80 can play pickleball, can't they?
I would say 6 to 90. We've got 80-year-olds out there playing, and they're playing competitively. I don't want to call anybody out by their age or anything, but there's some really good players out there that are in their 80s that are at Crate Park every day and jump in and play. And I think that's a good way to keep your body and mind young. You got to get out. You got to move.
So let's say someone's sitting here listening on their Apple podcast, and they're listening to Tim Beck 2 on FreePod, and they're like, I kind of like to start, but I really don't know how, and I really don't have anybody to play with. What do I do?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. I know that the Park District offers beginning classes. I think Ken Collins does those quite a bit. He teaches those. I've helped out with those classes as well. If you look up Playtime Scheduler on your email, it shows who's playing. People will start a game, and it also shows their level. If they're a 2.5, that means they know the rules, but they're a beginner. So you can just go there, and people are constantly just waiting, and then you jump in a game, and there's tons of people that'll be there to help.
So what about for the individual going, where do I get equipment? How do I get my paddle? Where do I pick up balls and things like that? What's the best thing to do?
Well, I'm a bit of a paddle snob, but,
is that a real word? Paddle snob?
I'm a paddle snob.
I got to look that up in Webster's.
I don't know how many $250 paddles I have, but it's more than one person should have. But you can just go online, and I get stuff from Pickleball Central, usually demo for a little bit cheaper. But don't start with the Monarch Wood beginner paddle set. You know, we see people get those, and that'll last you about a week before you're ready to upgrade. So don't go with a $10 paddle. Walmart has some decent paddles that, you know, are $30 that are fine.
Well, being that you are a food aficionado, and so on, we have to end with chatting about food and combine a little bit with pickleball. What is your favorite pickleball pregame snack? And when you're done playing pickleball, what do you eat to reinvigorate, to energize?
Well, I typically play at 5:30 in the morning. So my pickleball pregame snack usually consists of a shot of coffee, maybe a sugar-free Monster. And then afterwards, I'm usually quite hungry. I tell you what, this breakfast burrito here at 9 East, they upgraded their sausage. They got potatoes in there. Any breakfast burrito, as you know, it has to have potatoes in it.
Yes,
otherwise,
it does.
It's not a full breakfast burrito.
Well, thank you so much. And so I guess my last question to you as we move on Tim Beck 2 here, thank you, first of all, for being here. But I guess my last question is, do you see yourself continuing with pickleball for a long period of time? And if so, how do you see yourself advancing and enjoying it as the years go on?
You know, I foresee myself playing as long as my body allows me to. And obviously as we get past 50, I get little injuries here and there. I like to stay competitive. I'm going to keep playing in tournaments. When I go to other towns, like we were up in Marquette, Michigan last week, I checked it out. I went and looked at the pickleball courts. There's people playing, and I like to play with all kinds of different people, you know, and it's a great way to meet and stay active in the community. And whether it's here or anywhere else, I'm always going to be hitting the ball.
Well, if you need to know about soccer, if you need to know about food, if you need to know about Freeport, more importantly, if you need to know about fun, Nick Namayo is the guy that you need to talk to. And if you need to know about pickleball, he's always out of Cray Park and he can help you out and get where you need to be. Thank you, Nick, for being here.
Thank you, Tim, for having me. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Namayo. This is Tim Beck 2.
Nick definitely set the stage for everyone to get their pickleball career on its way. Don't forget to listen to Free Pod with a new podcast dropping at noon this Thursday. It's the news you've been missing. Thanks to Higher Grounds for a great podcast environment. And of course, special thanks to Jim Yeager and the HCC Mass Communications Department for making us sound so much better. You know why Freeport's so great? Because you're in it.
Don't forget to listen to new interviews dropping at noon on Tuesdays. This has been Tim Beck 2. Thanks for listening.